after the second and final hour of the show today. Don't forget, tonight on KFKA, we've got the KFKA Block Party, starting with Preps Midweek. Clark Johnson gives you the latest on the prep scene. I know we're raring to go to start our high school baseball, high school volleyball seasons. Volleyball here this month in April. I guess next month, because April's tomorrow. And then baseball will start in May. And actually, this year, we'll run into June. So pumped about that. Also, April 22nd, Hooligans, I'm going to call on you again. I need your help. We're raising money that day for United Way of Weld County. And thanks to our great friends at No Limit Collectibles, you could win a signed Von Miller helmet or a signed pair of Terrell Davis cleats if you donate $100 or more. If you get to that level at $100, you're entered in the chance to win both those. And I think they're both like a $500 value. So that's what I was told from the amazing folks over at No Limit Collectibles. But we have a goal. We want to raise $10,000 at least, if not more, for United Way of Weld County. So, Hooligans, I'm going to need you that day. You know, and it doesn't, you know, if $100 is crazy, I get it. COVID's weird. It's life gets weird. $5, man. Couple bucks. So there's going to be ways to do that. And, there's a link on our site, 1310kfka.com. If you want to donate, you can go there. It'll take you right through a donation page, or you can text. We're going to have a text line and all that. So we're looking forward to that. Colfax, we have the Broncos schedule in front of us. And last year, you did have it in front of you. You do?
Yeah, I got it.
Last year was a little crazy. Last year was a little nutty for us. You know, I looked at some of the teams on that schedule, and I didn't think, you know, the Titans were going to be that great. And they ended up being a really good team, just looking at all that. And yes, they only won 5 games. It got worse. They played a game without a quarterback, if you'll remember. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible year for the Broncos overall. Drew Locke did not live up to the hype from the year before as far as his last games went. And Von Miller didn't start the season with this team. It was rough. It was a tough deal. Going forward, you're looking at this schedule and looking what the Broncos have already done defensively, which I love the defense. I think they have, even right now before the draft, I think this defense could be a top 5 defense in the NFL. Offensively, they certainly have some weapons. I like Gordon, like the run game. Can't argue about those receivers. You got to think Jerry Jeudy's going to be better in year 2. The big question, the offensive line, dare I say this, could have one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. It's crazy. But if Juwan James can live up to his hype, you absolutely could have one of the best lines in the league. It all points back to Drew Locke. All right, first game at Cleveland. A playoff team. They have high hopes this season. Baker Mayfield took a huge step in becoming a household name on the road. Win or loss?
I got a loss there.
Yeah, me too. I got them losing to Cleveland. Starting the season 0-1. We travel down south. The next game, you're going to be on the road at Dallas.
I have a win.
I have a win there too. Uh-oh, Colbs. I don't like where this is going, man. You're home against, man, that opening, Cleveland and Kansas City there in the first two of the first three games. That's a brutal schedule, though, at Dallas, at Cleveland, home against the Chiefs. What do you think? Pulling off a miracle there?
No, it got to be a loss.
It's a loss for me. So you got, we're 1-2.
Yeah.
All right. So Broncos fans are freaking out right now. Broncos country's like, all right, well, we'll see. Home against Herbs, and the Chargers. It's home. It's at Empower Field. Win or loss?
I got to win.
I got to win there, too. So far, we are 100%.
Yep.
Wow.
2-2.
Okay. You're 2-2. You got a couple of games at home now. And again, the dates are still to be determined. So, Colfax, I honestly don't know if this is the actual lineup, if this is the actual schedule. But
We're going with it.
I mean, I don't know, because I think it's all TBA at this stage. But again, the games are the games. We know they're going to be on the road. They're going to be at home. That's what we do know. So 2-2, 500. Raiders, at least on this schedule, would be next. Where do you go there?
I got a win for the Bronx.
I do too.
Look at us go.
I have a win for the Broncos at home against the Raiders. Just love saying that. All right. Home against the Ravens. Can we do it for the Ravens?
That worked. I'm going to break rank here, and I'm going to say the Broncos stuffed the Ravens.
The Broncos beat the Ravens at home. They beat Lamar Jackson. And that defense, I can't go with you there. That's where we split. That's where we go. We go our own ways. I'm going to say the Ravens win that game. But I do have the Broncos. What are they now? What are they at this stage? I have three wins to three losses. So I've got a 500 football team. And don't forget, we got an extra game this year. So let's keep journeying down this road, Colfax. The Cincinnati Bengals are coming to town.
Broncos take it.
Yeah, I got the Broncos there too. No doubt. 4-3. The Broncos are above 500.
Yeah.
Broncos country's loving George Payton. Wow, this is an improvement. 7 games in. What do we got? How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Got another W.
I have another W there as well. Jalen, it hurts to be an Eagle right there. All right, going on to the Jets.
Another win.
Another
load it up.
I have them winning that game too. Oh boy. Then you're at Jacksonville, which they're probably going to have Trevor Lawrence, but is that going to take hold just yet?
No, of course not. Broncos win.
I think the Broncos win that game too, even though historically they're not always fantastic at Jacksonville. I think this defense is going to put the fear of God into some of these quarterbacks, man. I really do. So I've got them winning that. What are we at now?
I'm lost. I'm at... Oh, jeez. How many games do you have?
Oh, boy. I lost it, Colbs.
Oh, here, 10 games.
You got 10 games.
So I think I'm at 8-2.
That sounds weird. I guess I'm at 7-3.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Really?
That sounds bad when you say it.
Listen, I'm going off my gut, and this is before the draft. This is just a gut feel.
Yeah.
This is the weakest schedule in the league.
It is.
It's the weakest schedule, folks. So, all right, you're on the road to Kansas City. Does the dream end?
Yeah, it comes back down to earth, lost to KC.
Yeah, I got them losing there. So I'm sitting at 7-4. Still, that's a playoff team right now.
8-3. Yep.
Now you're going on the road to take on the Chargers.
Another win.
Yeah.
So
I like the matchup against the Chargers. Yep. I think the Broncos win both the Chargers games this year. At New York.
Another win. I don't see anything happening there.
I mean, the Giants came on last year toward the end, but it was such a bad division. Are they going to be better? This one I had a hard time with. I'm going back and forth. You know what, Colfax? I'm going to change.
Oh, no.
I'm going to change on this one. I'm going to say that's a loss. I'm going to say that's a loss to the Giants.
At the Giants. Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm going to go there. Yeah, I'm going to go there. There's a loss against the Giants.
Okay.
At Vegas.
I think what do I have here?
You had them winning. We both had them winning the first one at home.
Okay. So, yeah, then they lose this one.
I got them losing on the road, too. I think Vegas will be a better team. I do have them losing there. At Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was awesome at the beginning of the season. They went 11-0. They make it to the playoffs. The Browns knock them out. They get their guy Juju Smith-Schuster back, but they didn't address a lot of big-time needs. Are the Steelers... And again, you're catching the Steelers at the end of the season, kind of getting to be an older team there with Ben Roethlisberger. Do they make their way back?
I think the Broncos lose this one.
Yeah, I do too. On the road, I think it's gonna be tough. We'll see. Pittsburgh. I mean, they were so good at one point, and then they got a tougher schedule, but I don't know. I do think on the road, Denver loses that one. Home against the Washington football team.
Washington. Win. I think they take that.
I got a win there.
Yeah.
Detroit, home against the Lions.
Finish it off with a win.
I got them winning that game, too.
Why not? I don't think these are too hard to argue. The schedule is
easy. It's a lot. And again, this could all change. This could change like it did on me last year. The Jets could get their guy in this draft, and that could be the difference. And, the Bengals... Could be a year with their guy, a year removed from drafting their stud quarterback. Could be getting Burrow in the mix. They could be improved. But on based on what we saw last year, this is where I'm going. So what do you have them? You have them.
12-5.
12-5? It sounds crazy,
sounds
dude.
Lunacy.
I have them going 10-7. In a normal year, they would be 9-7. But I, you know, this 17-game schedule is going to help them out, and they're going to get to 10. They're going to win 10 games for me. You got them going to the Super Bowl.
They might. defense wins championships.
I love this defense, and I'm looking at matchups, you know. I just think Baltimore, I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Lamar Jackson. And I do think that, you know, that team, I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, Lamar, this gimmick's going to not last for very long. But, you know, if there's a defense that I think could slow him down, it could very well be the Broncos. I love Denver's defense. The question is Drew Lock. So you got him winning 12 games. I'm guessing, Colfax, somewhere along those lines, you see an improvement with Mr. Lock.
If he just plays decent, average ball.
Yeah. He doesn't have to be crazy. That's the thing you got to get in his head, though. Yep. You know, we don't want you being trying to be a hero. And that's what he tried to do last year. Yep. Going for how many times did he miss Noah Fant, you know, coming across the middle, or a running back that was out wide open for a 5-yard pass, could have picked up a first down, and instead he's going double coverage deep downfield to Jerry Jeudy or whatever, Tim Patrick, and, you know, next thing you know, it's third down. So if you can get that out of his head, which he's already admitted to that, he said, hey, I have to quit going for the home run all the time. I did that in college, and look what happened. You know, in college, it kind of worked for him. And in the NFL, it's not going to work. He doesn't have that skill set. You know, he needs to do his checkdowns at some point. And then if you keep doing your checkdowns and you keep working the field, the big stuff will come open down the field. You got to work it the opposite way. So, yeah, 12 wins. I mean, you got to see that improvement. That's the thing. I mean, I was pretty vocal about Drew Lock at the end of the season. And this is probably why, you know, Drew Lock's not the guy for me, because I said, you know, as time goes on, I don't know that I hate Drew Lock as much as I, and then when I, but then I see him play and then I go, oh yeah, that's why. But I'm doing it again. I'm seriously like, was Drew that damn bad? Yes, he was, as far as stats go. But mentally, if you can get it to click that you don't need to go for the Hail Marys or the home runs, if you can get that to really click and focus on your checkdowns, not take off and roll to the right every time, yeah, those seem like fairly easy fixes, don't they?
I would think.
I mean, if you're not talking about, well, his arm just, you know, it's not as strong as we thought it was going to be.
He has the physical attributes.
He seems to. I mean, he wouldn't have got drafted in the second round if he didn't. Now you just have to get him to click mentally. Because, you know, you just saw him make bad decisions. Can you correct that? That's the question. Some quarterbacks, you know, you see Josh Allen, for example, his first year in the league, you saw all the raw ability, but you didn't see the decision making. This year, 2 years later, the decision making's there. He's making the right reads, and he's running when he has to, when he absolutely needs to. He still takes some pretty unnecessary hits, but it started to click for him. Now, could it do that for Drew Lock? I mean, could he really? Yeah, it's possible. That's the question. He has the tools. He has the arm. He's going to be able to hit those deep throws. He had some nice out route plays last year. A lot of those that I thought, wow, how the hell is he hitting those? It honestly comes down to his decision making to me. And is that an easy fix? Is that something where Pat Shurmur can make that they? There was a rumor floating around that they had to dumb down the offense for him. And maybe they have to work harder in dumbing that down even more. I'm not sure. Drew Lock doesn't strike me. I don't know if he was giving the time that you need to give to be a star quarterback. You know, Paxton Lynch was a guy that had a lot of great tools, had a lot of great attributes, but cared about the Xbox more than he did actual football. You know, he wasn't showing up to practice early. He wasn't doing those things. He wasn't commanding and demanding, respect and leadership from the team. And now we're hearing that Drew's the first one there. He's the last one to leave, and that wasn't the case last year. And people are mad about that. Well, why is he doing it now? No, the point is he's doing it now. All right, so 10-7. 10-7 probably gets you in the playoffs. 12-4 probably. 12-5. That's right. Wow. That's going to be hard for me to get my brain around. It's just one extra game, and it's bizarre.
Does that put him in contention for...
Probably. What does Kansas City's schedule look like?
Let's check it out. Well, I do want to give a shout out to Eastside Chris here for saving me. He's going 14-3 for the Broncos.
So. Is he really?
Yeah, that's what he says.
14-3.
So thank you, Eastside Chris. I don't feel as bad now.
Well, some people, even though he's a Chiefs fan,
or is that his Chiefs? Or is that his Chiefs prediction?
Oh, it could be his Chiefs. Is that his Chiefs prediction?
I bet it is.
I'm not even seeing text here. Why am I not seeing text, Colfax? Hey, Chief Dixon, I'm going 14-3. No, that could be a Chiefs thing.
I think you're right.
Dixon says, this is awesome. We're going. Hey, at least we don't have the same record this year.
Yeah.
You and I had different, we got there a different way, but we had the same record.
Yep.
Do you have Kansas City's schedule?
FB schedules.com.
I have the Vikings here. I Googled Kansas City's schedule and the Vikings schedule came up. What is that about?
Wait, what is this?
Do we even have
it? Okay, here it is. Why does that look... Okay, I have it. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
All right. Game one, KC at Ravens.
Ooh, that's their first...
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to have Chiefs win in a lot of games. I'm going to take them to lose that game.
Ooh.
Okay. I like the Ravens this year.
I think Chiefs take that down handily. I don't believe in the Ravens.
You don't believe in the Ravens?
I don't.
A lot of people don't believe in the Ravens. It's okay. Lamar likes it that way.
Yeah. Game two at Cincinnati.
Oh, that's a win.
Win. Three at Broncos.
That's the one I have the Broncos. Oh, no. I have Chiefs beating them both times. I got the Chiefs winning.
These games must be out of order because they have Broncos back-to-back here.
Oh, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it? Yeah, they don't have the full order yet.
Yeah, they must not be in order.
You know, we don't have, but we have the opponents and we have whether they're at their home and stuff. So we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
So I've got the Chiefs winning that game 3-1 at this point.
3-1. Da-da-da. So then Chargers.
Yeah, that's a win.
And Raiders.
Yeah, that's a win.
Browns.
Is that at Browns?
At KC.
Oh, that's a win.
Steelers at KC.
That's a win. For the Chiefs.
Cowboys at KC.
Chiefs win.
Giants at KC.
Chiefs win.
Bills at KC.
It's home. Chiefs win.
Yeah. Chiefs at Chargers.
That's a win.
Chiefs at Raiders.
Tougher battle. Because didn't the Raiders beat them once last year?
Are there fans in the stands?
Probably.
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, the black hole.
Yeah. Are we going to start seeing the black hole like in Vegas now? It's crazy. You know what? I'm going to go and say that the Raiders pull off an upset at home.
Okay.
In Vegas. I think so. So I've got the Chiefs at two losses right now.
Okay. Chiefs at Eagles.
That's a win for the Chiefs.
Chiefs at Titans.
I can't pick against the Titans per whole show agreement.
Yeah,
Titans win that game.
That carries over this year.
That carries over.
Okay. At the Washington football team.
Oh, that's a win, Chiefs.
And then at Packers. Oh, no. Sorry, Packers at Arrowhead.
Ah, okay. What do I have? I have the Chiefs. Two losses?
Two losses.
Raiders. Oh, Raiders, Titans, and the Ravens.
Three.
So I'm... They're going to beat the Packers. That's going to come down to it. 14-3. Okay, Eastside Chris, there we are.
There you go.
It's going to come down to that game for you, for the Broncos, and the Chiefs will win that game, and they'll also have the tiebreaker, so it won't come down to that game. So maybe they won't even have to play that game full bore, but if they do, I do like the Chiefs there. I'm a kind of a believer in Baltimore. I wouldn't be surprised in August if I pick... Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Super Bowl. That's what I've been cooking on.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been cooking on that.
You nailed it last year.
I did nail it last year. I mean, to be honest, the Chiefs was easy.
Yeah,
but Tampa Bay.
That's not easy.
A lot of people acted like they thought Tampa Bay was going to be that good. No, I watched so many national programs. They're like, yeah, they'll squeeze into the playoffs. And it took them a while to get it clicked, but once they did, man, it was. I mean, they just won out. They get to they lose to the Chiefs or whatever, and then they win the rest of their games after that. Yep. So I'm feeling that. I don't know though. That one's not stamped yet. That's not stamped yet. It's just what I'm thinking. It's what I'm thinking about. All right, Colfax. So do you agree with that with the Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm not too far off.
I mean, you got them beating the Ravens. So you might have them being
15-2.
So weird. That's weird. To say those things. Like, it's one extra game. Why is it throwing us off so much?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not thrown off with the Nuggets, and they're playing 10 less games. It doesn't bother me. I don't think anything of it. Maybe once the season's done and we look at the records. But it's football. Yeah, it's been this way forever. So that's what happens when you change it. Do you like this? You like 17 games?
Yeah, why not?
It didn't matter to me one way or the other. Like, I didn't need it. I wasn't voting for it, but I wasn't necessarily voting against it.
I was just really worried that they weren't getting paid for that last name, so I'm glad to hear that they are getting paid.
I hope all the billionaires and millionaires just keep making more money, man.
I hope so, too.
That's what, you know, and I hope they're mad about it.
Yeah.
And they fight about it. And then, oh, stupid million. Game check for $1 million. I'm not even using this check. Crumple it up, throw it on the ground. It's not usable. You can't use that. I crumpled it up. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. Agree, disagree. I like 10 wins. I like double digits. Colfax likes them to be sniffing the number one seed in the AFC. Hey, crazier things can happen. And who knows? They may draft a quarterback, and that's their biggest weakness. And they could be poised to do just that. We'll be right back.
The Live United 13-10-a-thon is on April 22nd. Donate up to $100 and you could win a signed Von Miller helmet. Go to unitedway-weld.org/13-10-a-thon or text KFKA, all caps, to 26989. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the block party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Gosh, that's good. Love country music. Dixon said, happy hour started early for you guys, especially Colfax. You are all in on this Broncos team.
I'm all in on their schedule.
With the addition to the Lions, so the Lions was the extra game they added. So, I mean, essentially that was the win, right? Denver opponents have a 47.1% win percentage collectively based on their 2020 records. That's tied for the fifth easiest schedule.
Okay.
Tied for the fifth. So, one of the easiest schedules in the league, and that to me, yeah, gets you, you know, in a normal year, I would have said 9-7. Oh, you just added the Lions game. Okay, I'm taking that as a win, so I'm going 10.
Yeah. I'm trying to see where I'm wrong. Maybe they get swept by the Raiders. They don't split.
Raiders could be good. I'm waiting for them to be good. I thought they would be a much better team last year even.
Maybe they drop one to L.A.
You got them beating the Ravens, right?
I do. I mean, so like that, I guess.
But, I mean, it's at home. And if you by that point, I mean, I see where you're going. Listen, if Drew Locke can figure it out, I'm not being a homer here, I promise, guys. If Drew Locke figures it out, and that is a pretty large if, you got a defense that could be the top five in the league. I mean, I never got to my grades yesterday, but I'll just give you my grades. Cornerbacks, I'm going A. Safeties, I'm going A+. I think they're going to have one of the best safety duos in the league. A+. Defensive line, I'm going to go average. I like Shelby Harris, but it's C+. Linebackers, well, edge rushers, I'm going to give you a B. Because Von Miller's kind of an unknown. I'm going to go B. Interior linemen before the draft, I'm going to go D+. They're not great. It's not great. They're skilled play. You know, they have speed. Alexander Johnson can get around the field, but as far as his one-on-one coverage, and Josie Jewell got better, but the two of those guys combined, I don't have a high grade. You know, Josie Jewell might be closer to a C. Alexander Johnson's like a D- in my mind, so I'm going to go D+ there. But if you get something in the draft, I mean, you can immediately upgrade that. So your line's okay, but I love your corners and I love your safeties. I think that is an elite group right there, and I think you can win a lot of football games in this league if you have top-tier pass covers. offensively, like I said, you love the offensive line. You're getting Courtland Sutton back. You love Noah Fant's growth last year. And you have a lot of young receivers outside of Courtland Sutton. You should have a pretty good group. Question is, can Drew Lock handle it? Last year, I said he couldn't handle it. I wrote a blog about it after the draft, Colfax. You know, instead of giving him the 89 Ford pickup, they gave him the jet. He didn't know how to drive it, to fly it. Well, has he learned? Now I'm more equipped. Now I'm more comfortable looking at this offense saying, okay, yeah, a full year of growing pains and learning. It wasn't ideal. It wasn't what I would have picked. But now you got that full year. Can Drew Lock handle it? That's going to be the question. If Drew Lock is an average quarterback, last year he was a bad quarterback. If he's an average quarterback this year, which isn't that tall of a task, then I can see where you're going. It's a big if, but I can see where you're going. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. B-Rad is going, Broncos go 1-5 in their division. So you like the Chargers. You like the Chargers making that step. I don't know about that, man. I just think the Broncos have always had the Chargers numbers, even when they're bad. Chargers were 7-9 last year. Raiders, I do think, are going to be tough. I think the Broncos split there. You got them going 1-5. I got them going 3-3 in the division. I think that's what you have, Colfax, because you have them splitting with the Raiders, getting swept by the Chiefs. And the Chargers did get better as the season went on. They did, you know, they beat the Broncos barely, which, again, at that point, I was rooting for a loss for Denver. Brady, you're a terrible fan. No, I want him to be better in the future. At number nine, getting that draft pick. They won the last four games, including being the Chiefs, but the Chiefs were in a different spot at that point. Well, your guys' thoughts. I like 10 wins. Colfax likes 12. Your thoughts. Go ahead and text us. Shoot us text 970-478-1301. 35 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to Otto Taylor. Everything revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired up with cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. At Auto Taylor, their vehicle diagnostics are advanced and more importantly, accurate. Whether your engine is making a clunking noise or a squealing sound, Auto Taylor will help you out. They're going to fix you up. I've been taking my vehicles there for years now, ever since they opened up their location in Greeley. So if you need your car looked at, you need a mechanic that you can trust, somebody that you can trust, that is Auto Taylor here in Greeley. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Dixon says, well, I both think you have been drinking all morning. That schedule is ridiculously easy, and getting Vaughn and Sutton back is like drafting them or acquiring them in free agency. I also think the Chargers will be much better than you think. Coaching had them losing a ton of games last year. So, what's the number? What's the number, Dixon? It's hard for you to say. The Broncos won 5 last year. I can see them doubling that with this schedule. So, what's the number that you have with this schedule, man? I mean, it does really lend itself to, I mean, in last year's schedule, it proved to be pretty damn tough. I wasn't sold on some of those teams that Denver played, and I paid for it. Now that I do think that a couple of those games, Denver was right there. They showed some strength or strides. Vic Fangio, I believe, cost them the Titans game. Bad coaching cost them some stuff too. That's the other thing is, you know, is Vic better? This is it. This is his audition year. You can't win 5 games. If he does what I'm saying or what you're saying, Colfax, you got him. He's sticking with you as your head coach for at least another couple of years. And that's how, if he can have one good season, he could kind of re-earn a better contract. Yeah, I didn't think the Titans were going to be as good. Denver lost by two to them. I had them beating the Falcons, and I had them beating the Raiders. They lost those two games. I had them beating a couple of them I had right. Not many. I did have them beating the Panthers, which they did do that. I mean, I had some games that were right, Colfax. I think I called the first five games of the season I nailed. Because I had the Broncos going 2-3 to start. I had them going 3-2. Let's reverse that. Because I did have them beating the Titans. I was wrong on that one. Vic forgot how to call timeout. Didn't remember how to call timeout. He's too busy focusing in on the defense. It's going to be interesting. Dixon says no prediction until after the draft. Again, we have to get the first glance here. We got it yesterday. Get the first glance. What they do at QB is huge. Well, here's the thing, Dixon. I don't think they're going QB. I think they're probably going. I think they're going to go inside linebacker or corner. I really think so. I don't see George Payton getting aggressive. He so far he doesn't strike me as the kind of general, like, he's not John Elway. He doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to be wheeling and dealing, throwing out bizarre prices for unknowns. And that's where you are right now. Eastside Chris, I think you guys are doing a remote from the North Station.
The Den.
The North Station?
I think so.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's what it's called.
Is that a code?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called now?
No.
Oh.
No, that's code. That's whole show code.
I didn't even know it. No, we're here in this Auto Collision Specialist studio.
Yeah.
We're right here. I just don't see George Payton getting aggressive. And I mean, if one of those guys, that those top three, because I mean, do you want to go with a guy that's even a bigger project? There's two quarterbacks. Mac Jones, I don't know. He's certainly not up to the standards of the top three quarterbacks in this draft. Dixon says, so Locke wins you 10-12. No, the top five defense probably gets you there, and then Drew Locke doesn't lose you 10-12. That's
exactly.
That's the thing. That's what you're banking on. Is maybe Drew doesn't prove that he's the guy, but you're able to work with him one more year, and then you can really analyze where you want to be as far as free agency with quarterbacks in the next season, if that's the route you want to go. I don't get the feeling right now that Denver is that sold on the idea of being done with Drew Locke. I just don't get it. Would they have pushed for Deshaun Watson had that been an availability? Had the Texans come out a month ago and said, yeah, Deshaun Watson, we are going to trade him. Do you really think the Broncos would have traded all those picks and a young player for Deshaun Watson? I just had a hard time seeing it. Now, George Payton said the right things every time he was asked. Yeah, we're going to be in every conversation. Anytime there's a top player like Deshaun Watson, we're going to be in the conversation. Everybody is, Colfax. Everybody's calling the Texans, except for the Chiefs and the Ravens. I mean, there's like five teams that weren't calling the Texans. Hell, the Packers were probably calling the Texans. And because you just say, all right, well, what is that? Out of curiosity, what's that number? Oh, okay, click. That could be as simple as George Payton saying, yeah, we want to be involved in every conversation when it comes to great players. That could be it. It could have just been that. I don't see him getting aggressive to move up for anybody other than, like, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, are you going to trade three draft picks, three first rounders, essentially, with another second round in the mix to move up to another unknown? I don't see that happening. That doesn't strike me as a George Payton deal. And, you know, what little we know of him, I know we don't know a lot, but at least in this first year, I don't see him firing from the hip, man. I just don't see it happening. I think Denver stays at 9. And then the question becomes, does Trey Lance or Mac Jones tickle your fancy? You going to go that route? And I don't necessarily think they're going to go that route. Both of those guys are question marks for me. Trey Lance, stats, everything. It was awesome. But I am going to be a little bit of a snob here. He played North Dakota State. Mac Jones at Bama, he's heated up because of the pro day, but I'm not letting that advance. I'm not letting that move you up in the draft. LaLonster is on the First Advantage Hotline. What's happening, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind, my friend?
You know what? This is an interesting schedule here
for the
Broncos.
Yeah. I think it is. I mean, it's an easy one.
Yeah, it is. No, if they don't win this one, they better make some major changes next year.
Well, the pressure's going to be on. It's an easy schedule, and you should have a top-tier defense. The Broncos they did make moves this year thinking they would be in the mix for the playoffs.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, for sure. But no, if Denver don't win this one, I think Fangio and those guys are going to be out of there real quick.
Yeah, oh yeah. Anything less than 500, I would imagine Victor is gone. Lonster, what's for lunch today, my man?
Oh, man, I had some enchiladas and some tomatoes to go with it.
Enchiladas, huh?
Yep, chicken enchiladas with a bunch of hot sauce to go with it.
You got to get that hot sauce going, my friend. You got to get it going.
Anyway, you better. It don't get better than that.
I haven't had a chicken enchilada in a while. It sounds pretty good.
Oh, it was delicious. In fact, the first bite, I had one for you.
Oh, Lonster. This is why, man. This is why you're one of the great Hall of Famers. We appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, for sure.
Dixon says you should do this pick thing every other show. This is quality entertainment. Would you sit through us going through 82 games next year for the Nuggets? How about the Rockies? Let's go through that bad boy.
Let's do the Rockies.
How many games are the Rockies winning this year?
How many games are they playing?
162. They are going to play the full season, right?
They are?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't imagine they're going to be any good.
I think they break that 100.
What did they win last year in that weird season? They won 26?
That was bad.
That was awful.
We both had them like
you think they
40.
Did they lose 100 games?
Oh, I think they win.
You think they win 100 games? Colfax is all in, man. They went 71-91 in 2019. They worse than that?
Wow.
Worse than 70 wins? What's their worst record?
They were that bad?
Yeah, their worst record, they won. There was a year they won 53 games. My goodness. That was 1994. Playoffs were canceled that year. Was that the lockout? Did they win 70? Did they win 70 plus?
I'll go 65 plus.
This is going to be bad. It's going to be, way to be safe.
Yeah, I'll be safe.
65 or more. Yikes. I don't know. They start tomorrow, though. On KFKA, we're going to have that for you. We're breaking at 1:30. We're going to get right over to pregame coverage. Rockies and the Dodgers. Kershaw and Germán Márquez. Hey, if there's a chance for the Rockies to get a W, this is my game of the week, by the way. It might be my only Rockies game of the week of the year. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air, and that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
.154. Welcome back again. Don't forget, Wednesdays belong to the KFKA block party, starting with Preps Midweek at 4 o'clock, The Nerd Show, Brew Talk, Nick Snacks, and Fat Guys at the Movies. It's a lot of fun. Great local programming for you. Kind of a different set of programs, not your typical sports or news talk. Should be a good one. Should be a good night tonight. Well, Kenny Swami says they have to win at least four, right? Who, the Rockies or the Broncos? Rocky's got to win four games, right? You got to break double digits. You know, that's just the way the ball's going to bounce. I tell you what, if there's a chance to do something crazy against the Dodgers, I would imagine it's going to be the first one. You know, Márquez going to the mound. I don't know how long Freeland's going to be out. I mean, we're not hearing. So that could be a couple of weeks, maybe a month, who knows? But that's a bummer. A lot of bummers about the Rockies. We'll talk more Rocks tomorrow. Not that a lot of you are too thrilled, but I'm interested. I'm intrigued. Game of the week, Rockies Dodgers on a Thursday. Opening day is tomorrow. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.